This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I am so overly caffeinated right now. It feels like my bones are shaking.
Yeah.
I've poisoned myself this morning, everybody. I'm so sorry. Okay. So
weird that you said bones and not limbs. That's a very specific sensation.
No, it is so internal. You can feel them like rattling. Hello, and welcome to Guess This Mess. It's a game show I invented last night that I'll name, where two guys compete with two other guys to see who knows the answer to the most riddles and who knows each other the best.
Ooh.
Everyone's already so stressed.
Oh my goodness.
Sorry. There's going to be two teams. Team number one is Adil Rifai and John Patrick Cohen from Hey Riddle Riddle. What is your relationship to each other, and what is your relationship to riddles?
Co-worker and friend.
Yeah, I was going to say neighbors and friend.
Yeah, well, no, mine was not like neighbors and friends. Mine was one of us is a co-worker to the other, and the other one is a friend to the other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I know which one I am.
And I know which one I am. There's no point in saying it.
And what is your relationship with riddles like right now?
Huh. I'd say overall, maybe personally, I'm frustrated with riddles.
Got it.
Yeah, and I've done 480 episodes of a riddle podcast, so they're nothing to me now.
It's like breathing.
It's like water off a duck's back. It doesn't even. They don't even get me wet anymore.
Oh.
Well, team
Sorry,
two
that was
is
my duck.
John Mackey and David Brown from the De Podcast. It's a great comedy podcast that you should shout out. I don't know, take a look at
Aaron, it. You should say that clearly.
No. What is your relationship to each other, and then what is your relationship to riddles like?
I think I would classify us as friends and creative partners.
Oh, yeah. I like that. That was sweet.
Yeah, yeah. And also, big time. We play video games together almost.
I would say the order
nonstop.
Is gaming friends and in-person friends.
And
creative partners.
For listeners, David is slowly showing rungs down the ladder.
And the rung between gaming friends and in-person friends is too big for the screen. My hand went above and below.
It's quite a distance.
Since COVID lockdowns, David and I have seen each other 7 times in real life.
Uh-huh,
probably 6. And they were only for UFC fights.
I feel like in LA
and WrestleMania. We went to WrestleMania
and
together
WrestleMania.
Also.
Yeah. But we have technically talked to each other and hung out for maybe over 7,000 hours over the last 2 years. So
yeah.
How did the two of you meet?
Through comedy at UCB in LA. Dave's on a great sketch group called Private Street, who we saw all over the place at UCB LA. We were on a Southern improv team together called Lord Willin'. That my only memory of a scene from one of the shows that Dave did with that group was that he married a radio station.
It was grounded though. It made sense.
Yeah,
it
sure. The audience was crying when
Adil
when
and
made,
JBC are yeah. both nodding like yeah.
No, yeah.
Good, yes,
when you say it also, Mackie, I did join that group, and then there was probably 2 shows with that group after I joined it. So I think I may have killed it. Yeah. They call me the improv group killer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave was the nail in the coffin for Lord Willen. When we married a radio station and a show, we kind of all looked at each other and were like, you know what?
I think time of death.
Yeah, I think this is the beat.
If it makes you feel better, the nails are inserted after the person is dead. So yeah. it sounds like that was dead a while ago, and you were just
yeah.
The final,
so yeah, when Dave joined the group, those were the nails in the coffin.
Yeah. Oh.
I also think we're saying the same thing. It's noble of you to say that you killed the improv team, but the improv concept was a Southern-based improv team called Lord Willen. So I don't know necessarily how many shows it really had in it.
Shaky ground, perhaps.
Look, yeah. I'll tell you this: we were great. We were popular. All right, we did all the indie shows. We did probably 100 shows in the years that we were a group, and people liked it.
Monocene on a porch. That's what it all started with.
I was going to say, can we get a suggestion? Skyscraper. Could it have been gazebo?
Yes, we are all Southern lawyers.
Literally every show starts with somebody being like, does anyone want more sweet tea? Literally every show was, if you cuss, somebody's going to turn into your grandma and say, don't cuss out here. And if you're drinking anything, it's gonna be somebody's gonna give you sweet tea. It's just
it's so fun.
That's the extent of the Southernness.
And John, you're from North Carolina, right?
I am. Yeah,
good Southern.
Born in New York, but raised in North Carolina.
Oh, fake Southern.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you're also
what do you know about
you're
sweet
currently
tea?
In? Yeah, you're in Southern California, so that's the real South.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's the real South here, and this is,
thank you.
Yeah, we are the true South here in Los Angeles. Okay. Yeah.
So well, friends and podcasters,
Mississippi.
Actually, Dave is very much from Mississippi.
Yeah, the butthole of the South, as they call it.
Okay, what is your relationship with riddles? How do you feel about riddles?
I look up the answers online and Dave gets mad. When I do that.
I guess in game riddle world, you're very much like, we didn't figure this out. I'm gonna look it up, and then I yell at you.
Yeah, that we played a couple of video games where there's like a puzzle that I'll give it 15 minutes, and then I'll be like, I just don't think there's a solution. They're hiding the solution. They want you to look it up online. And then Dave is like, no, I refuse. Mm-hmm. So he's persistent, and I am not.
I'll spend, I don't know how long we're going to record, but each riddle, I'm down for us to hold until I figure it out. So that's all right.
Huh. We're going to be here all day.
Oh, also, we're both dumb as rocks.
Yes.
That's awesome. We will get most of none of them. Is that the right way to say that?
Yeah.
Okay, so you are in charge of keeping track of your own score. You get a point for every answer you get right. The winning team will get to choose between two $5 Dunkin' Donuts gift cards or one $10 Dunkin' Donuts gift card that you can share in hopes that it will bring you together.
Oh, that's sweet.
I like that.
So if you guys get the one gift card, then the next time there's like a UFC fight or a WrestleMania, you could have Dunkin' Donuts together. That's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds awesome.
I can't wait to use that card with you in 6 to 12 months.
Half the questions are riddles, and the other half are like newlywed-style questions about each other.
Oh, okay, great.
And Aaron, for the riddles, yes, Adel?
Can we have 5 seconds each to come up with a team name?
Oh, I would love that.
JPC, say any word. One, two,
potato.
Three. Toboggan. Potato toboggan.
Okay, that's going to be a pain to say. Shit. I can't wait.
Dave, come up with our team name.
Piss.
JPC is fuming
piss?
Right now.
Come on. God damn it.
And you got to pick first? Dang. Okay.
Perfect.
So whoever buzzes in first for the riddles gets to answer it. And if you get it wrong, then the other team gets to steal. So you can go buzz for the riddles. And then for the newlywed style questions, we're going to popcorn back and forth between people. And then you can text me your answer. And if your partner gets that answer right, then you get the point.
Okay, got it.
Great.
Wait, what?
No, Aaron.
No, John,
he already
I'm very
said
good
great.
At explaining things. I'm very good. I'm very good. Everyone understands.
I heard him say great, so we can't go back now.
So for riddles, you're going to buzz in.
Okay,
you know the answer. You go buzz, and then you get to give your answer.
Buzz.
But for, okay. I'm not, this is not one of the questions, but if I were to go like, John, what's David's favorite color? Then David would text me his favorite color and then you'd have to guess.
Oh, jeez, I'm not going to get any of these.
It has to be what's his favorite video game. And even then, I don't know.
What's John's Druid's favorite shirt? I could probably nail that.
This is my favorite part about video game friends. These people have like hung out together for 40,000 hours, and then you're like, "Hey, like, what's one thing about him?" And you're like, "Oh man, Jesus Christ!
I think he's got a mom.
I think he has a mom. I was about to say, I think he has a mom.
It leans too heavily on mana."
All right, we're going to start with
too
a riddle.
True.
Potato toboggan. Are you ready?
Potato. Yes.
Okay. Piss, are
potato.
You ready?
Toboggan.
Yes.
Toboggan.
Yes.
Potato. Toboggan. It means no worries.
I'm going to start with an easy riddle. Okay. Okay. What is full of holes? What is full of holes but still holds water?
Buzz.
Addle.
Is that a sponge?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
I was going to say,
I didn't even have time to process
lid.
The words before you knew it.
Okay. Yeah. Look, can we argue that I would say sponges have pits, not holes, if I'm being honest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. They're porous, but they don't go all the way through, because that's insane.
Yeah, so that one doesn't
count. It
wouldn't
work.
Still 0-0.
Okay, all right, then no point awarded.
Wait, all right. I'm not thinking, though. Bad. Does a hole doesn't have to go all the way through, though? Because if you dig a hole, that doesn't go to, like...
Is a belly button a hole? Because if it's not, then this
do nostrils or ears go all the way through?
Yes. Do we not know what a hole is? I think we've all said the wrong word this whole time. I don't think they're holes. They're little tiny crevasses.
Yeah.
Or
my butt cave.
Yeah, they're little caves.
Wow. Oh, man.
Oh. Okay. Well, no. All right. Look, no. I'll retract
that
my...
Make sense now.
I'll retract my challenge.
Nope.
Hey,
no,
good challenge,
good.
Though.
You're
I like
right.
the challenge. I like this. I like to start this pattern of arguing about whether any answer is correct.
This is like the NFL where it's like you get one challenge, and then if it's wrong, you get your timeout taken away.
I'm glad John retracted that challenge because I was about to like absolutely break down over the concept of holes not being what I thought they were for 34 years. I was like, oh, fuck. Holes are not what they are.
God, this whole time.
Okay, so David and Adel are going to text me their answer to this, and JPC and John, you're going to guess for your partner's answer. What is your partner's favorite Nicolas Cage movie?
Oof.
Oh, wait. It's the... Oh, crap. This is how dumb I am. I can't even remember.
Just got to Google it.
Nicolas Cage.
Man, I think...
Hold on.
I know Adel's... I'll say that I'm like I'm
Adel,
like
have
80%.
You texted it to me? Okay, Adel and David.
Oh my God, he's been
ready.
In so many. It's hard to scroll. what's the name of it?
Yeah, there was a good 15 years where he really needed money. Mm. So that's gonna be a huge problem.
Okay, I got it.
Adel?
I got it.
Have I got? Oh, my phone's in airplane mode. That's why nothing is working.
It's like when Pat Sajak was. Yeah, Patsy Jake was hosting from home, and he's like, I'm still in bed.
Okay.
Where is that?
Okay.
Okay. Can I go, Aaron?
Yes, you may go.
I think what Adel would say in this situation is, I think he would say face off.
Mm.
Okay. That is incorrect.
Wow.
He said Raising Arizona.
Oh, okay.
I went legit good versus like fun good. Because face off to me is the fun good answer, but Raising Arizona is a legit good one.
I would watch face off any day of the week, anytime. It's
Wait,
the best.
Even on a Tuesday?
Even on a Tuesday. I love it.
Wow.
Right now?
All right. John, what do you think David's favorite?
I'm going to say, because I think it's probably my favorite. Con Air.
Smart way to play the game.
You got
Smart
it.
Smart way to play the game.
Did I really?
The bunny back Ooh. In the box.
This, yes! This sucks. This sucks. Because that means that there are three of us whose favorite movie is Con Air. And so I knew Adel didn't like Con Air as much as I like Con Air. So I was like, it's not Con Air.
I guess I was going off favorite Nick Cage performance.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Yes. Wow, great job, John.
I love this game. I love this game.
Yeah, it's going great now. We're going to keep that one, so we're up 1-0 I have here.
I've been disputed.
Yeah, give him the point. Give him the point. It's 1-1. It's 1-1. It's 1-1.
Okay, fine. 1-1.
What question can you never answer yes to?
Buzz.
Adam.
God damn it.
Are you awake? Are you sleeping? One
yes.
of those? Are you sleeping? Are you awake?
Yeah, are you asleep yet?
He buzzed in, and you run the third word of that. You hadn't even finished it. You said the next riddle is, and he said buzz. That's how I heard it.
Yeah,
that's
I think so.
That's too early of a buzz.
We can watch the replay.
There as well, yeah, so still
1-0. That's the speed that my brain processes information. But not everyone else's, I guess.
Yeah, she says them, and then but we just both drift off like this into Nowheresville, waiting for our brain to
That
talk.
Point doesn't count then.
Not trying to be rude at all, but just notice that I have 2 points, and I enjoy films such as Raising Arizona. And then John and David, you haven't gotten a puzzle. And,
Wow.
Yeah. I'm just going to say buzz as soon as it starts next time and then y'all wait.
Yeah. I enjoy films. You enjoy movies.
Yeah, you never said there was a timer on how long we had to answer. So as long as we say buzz, we can just hold. What is it when they do in Congress?
That's filibuster.
Filibuster. Well,
okay.
But you have to keep talking. You can't leave silence. Just like a filibuster, you got to keep it going.
Okay.
Aaron,
sorry. Okay. So, JBC and John, you're going to text me your answers. What is your partner's favorite city in the United States?
This is tough. This is tough because Adel has gone to so many cities in the United States.
No, but JBC, you're going to, it's your answer.
Oh, I'm guessing JBC's favorite city.
JBC and John are going to text me.
Wait, so I'm saying what my favorite city
is. And JBC, you're going to text me your favorite city.
I'm going to text you my favorite city in the United States. Got it.
Yeah. And John, you text me your favorite city.
Oh, yeah. By the way, no cheating. I know you have your phone in front of you, but this is not an open book test.
That's my favorite part of Jeopardy. When they're like, hey, by the way, no cheating, okay?
They say it off the top of every show.
Yeah. We say it every week, and every week, one of you motherfuckers.
Put your phone down, Ken Jennings.
That's how he won all those episodes.
Oh, this is hard. This is hard.
Is it a spelling issue, John? I do. It's the same thing because it's like, is Los Angeles L O S or L A S? It's like,
come on, LA.
Adel, you are free to guess.
And
JPC's.
Is this in? I'm sorry. Was this in the whole world or just the United States? Did you say
just the United?
Just
States.
United States.
Oh, damn.
And are we doing continental? Or can we do the the 48 plus Hawaii, Alaska? Can we do territories?
Yeah. Or is it just Hawaii only?
It's just Hawaii.
Is it our favorite? I guess what's your favorite?
Aaron, I'm going to say Louisiana Purchase for JPC. And I think
that
covers quite a bit.
That's such a smart answer.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and guess for JPC. Here's going to be my real guess, but I do want to preface this by saying I know not for a fact, but I'm pretty sure JPC's favorite parts of the U.S. are like a lot of national parks because he's been to a lot of them. So it's hard to think of like a specific city. I want to say maybe somewhere in Colorado, but I'm going to go off recency bias.
I can't think of any cities.
He just recently loved New Bedford. He went to the Whaling Museum. So because I can't think of a specific park in Colorado, I'm going to say New Bedford.
That is incorrect.
Wow.
He answered Chicago, the city you both currently live in.
No.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I thought that would be pretty easy because it's what city is my favorite? Well, it's the one that I've chose to purchase a house in. That is a marker that I do kind of like it in this place.
I think in my head I was like, it can't be where we're living, but yeah. That makes
sense. David, what do you think John's favorite?
Well,
city is?
With all that banter, it makes me want to say Los Angeles, but because that's where John has decided to rent an apartment. but I'm going to say his heart is in Chapel Hill. No.
Wow.
No points awarded. His favorite city is Chicago as well.
Yeah. Chicago is, oh, well, join them. Why don't you move to them then?
This is, Chicago's the Con Air of answers here.
Yeah. Well, look, I've not traveled a lot in my life. Well, I've only had great times in Chicago.
Have we ever talked about Chicago on while we're gaming? No, come on.
John, are you pretending? Because it's working. It's working in a major way.
No, I literally was like, because here's the thing. I was going to say Chapel Hill because it's probably the only other place I talk about besides L.A. because
half a point. It's half a point.
But I didn't because I felt myself in my head being like, that's going to be the city that Dave says.
Yeah.
Because I talk about it a lot. And I didn't want to like metagame. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like I didn't want to like say the answer that I thought Dave would say. It's actually the wrong way to play a competitive game.
Yeah, bro, we're trying to win here, dude.
But also, that's
about tiny advantages.
The newlywed game is about guessing what your partner would say. Like, if you would say Chapel Hill, and you think Dave is going to say Chapel Hill, I think they should get a point.
But
they didn't understand how to cheat. They didn't understand how to game the game.
The last time I went to Chapel Hill, I was like, oh, this place sucks now. It's just TGI Fridays. It's become so... it's been turned into like a strip mall, basically.
Imagine how it is to hear that this guy thinks my favorite city is New Bedford, a city I spent less than 24 hours in.
Well, here's the thing. I know for a fact.
Favorite city?
TGI Fridays, though.
I know for a fact that your favorite movie of all time is Con Air, and I think you know my favorite city, JPC, which is...
I was going to say New York.
New Orleans?
Okay. I would say New Orleans or New York, yeah, but probably New Orleans. Okay, maybe
yeah, like new places.
Yeah.
If you don't like New York, I got to tell you, stop going there. Because you go there five or six times a year. If you don't like it, simply stop going.
Okay. What can you break even if you never pick it up or touch it?
Buzz.
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 I heard piss
they
first.
And then we just got to keep talking until we figure out the answer.
No, I know the answer.
I didn't remember. No, I didn't even have a question.
I have an answer.
And you do?
Is it rules?
You know what? I will take that because it works, but we were looking for a promise.
Whoa.
Okay. Oh, I appreciate
the question?
Delegate from Mississippi spinning his wheels waiting for you to answer the question.
I can't even remember the question. I'm not kidding. What was it?
What can you break if you never pick it up or touch
it? Pick it up. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. No, that I would have said that. That's what I would have said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do we get a point? Even though I made an answer that's not the...
You had a point.
Okay, cool, great.
They should at least get a half point that adds to their other half point to give them a full point.
I'm going to go to percentages now. We're going to be doing like 0.003 points. Fuck with you guys. Okay. Yeah. David and Adel, you text me your answer. Okay. What do you think your partner's favorite video game is?
Oof.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
JPC Adel, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from... not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. And I love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party. Like, whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Hey, daddy-os, come on into the party.
What's this going to be?
What is the vibe in here? It's like the language and the decorations are like wildly incongruent.
Chill, man. Here, it's hip to be square, because we all use Squarespace, dig?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Squarespace, that's the all-in-one fun website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're starting out or growing a managing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to build a beautiful website. Yeah, yeah, we know. We understand.
I built a website for my beret.
Oh, cool.
Wait, I'm sorry. On behalf of, or it's like featuring? Did your beret tell you to build a website?
That's right.
Tell your beret that it can sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell memberships or courses, or sell files your customers can download, like PDFs, music, or ebooks, or little pictures of the beret.
Tell your beret. Do
whatever
Aaron,
you want.
Don't encourage him to talk to the beret. What are you doing?
I talk to the beret.
Huh?
That's cool, man. Also, you can upload video content, organize your video library, and showcase your content on beautiful video pages, like all these videos of my beret. You want to see?
I don't know that I want to see videos of your beret. It looks like you also have flexible payments on here, so you can make checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, something called Beret Pay?
Beret Pay.
Burpay, and in eligible countries, offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. Actually, you know what? I think Beret Pay seems to just be written in like pencil next to this. I don't necessarily know.
Looks like a beret wrote it.
That's all right. Don't be so uptight. Listen, head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I'm getting a phone call and it says it's from the beret.
Don't pick up.
The call is coming from inside my hat.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ooh, Adeline Aaron.
Oh, what's wrong? Hey, JPC, what's wrong?
I just fell out of a tree and I think I hurt my emotions.
Oh, it's a pretty short tree, yeah.
It's a shrub.
It's more like
I was
a
trying
small
to eat
plant.
It.
Well, whether you're a human or a tree, or you fell from a tree, you should check out BetterHelp. Have you heard of this? You seen this?
Oh, is De Niro impression coming up in the ad read? Analyze
JPC,
that.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, they can affect us negatively. Like, what's going on with you?
So what you're saying is that maybe the fact that I was trying to eat a shrub in the yard could be related to my emotions, feeling all emotive.
Better helping to me
is good.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Say if you want like a Billy Crystal type.
And you know, this kind of therapy works so well for me because I love being able to message my counselor anytime and I don't like getting in the car to go to therapy. It just stresses me out. So if you haven't done therapy for a while and you're thinking about getting back into the game, I would give this a shot.
Hi, guys. It's me, JPC. I know what you're thinking. That character who fell out of a shrub and hurt his arm and thought maybe his arm was his emotions? That's not really what therapy's all about. Mm-hmm. Right? Wrong. Nope. Right. That's not what therapy's all about. Therapy is about something different.
Anyways, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
I have better, Greg. Can you help me?
It's a lot of fun, Edel.
Perfect.
Thank you.
And so this is Dave's favorite, not
yes.
mine.
Yeah. You can tell us yours, too, if you want, though.
Wait, so I'm guessing Adel's favorite video game.
Yes.
Okay.
Current or all time?
All time.
All time.
Oh, everyone's upset with me.
No. Yeah, nice. It's. I think all time. I think that's the smart way to do it.
Why did I play them? Okay.
I don't know if I know my own.
I'll never get this.
Is Adel locked in yet, Aaron?
Adel is locked
okay.
in.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, locked. Locked in.
Okay. JPC, what do you think?
Okay, hold on, Aaron. You got to give me time to log
into
Steam.
He's looking up Atari games.
I'm logging into
Check
Steam.
His
I'm
hours.
Going to the adult-only games. I'm going to say Adel's favorite game.
Conquers
it's currently
squirrel.
On sale for 10% off. Long live the queen for the queen.
Holy
oh.
shit.
No, I'm sorry. It's Honey Select 2 Libido DX. $70 for this game?
Did you say Honey Y'all. Select?
No, that's incorrect, JPC. Is that your real answer?
Is it? Okay, one more answer. Is it Sex Hotel Simulator?
Okay. Potato Toboggan is a joke team, apparently.
Are the hotels having sex? Can you
I don't
the
know.
Trailer?
I hope so. I hope the hotels are having sex.
Says the guy who married a radio station.
I'm very interested in this topic.
Aaron, my real answer, and I think that there's a bit of recency bias in here, but I think that that's okay in video games. I think that Adel, I'm going to say, with how much he enjoyed talking about it, I'm going to say Elden Ring.
Incorrect. Adel?
Yeah.
Number one all time, Elden Ring might be three, is number one all time is BioShock.
BioShock.
Great game.
Will you kindly great
love
game.
That game.
That would have been my answer as well.
Oh. I'll remember this for next time.
I guess a bunch of similarly aged dudes aren't as different as we all thought. Yeah.
All right, John, what do you think?
Okay, I think Dave's favorite game all time.
John's opening Steam, hitting adult of the category.
is.
I'm going to guess JPC's favorite all time is Witcher 3.
You're not guessing.
Unfortunately
too. All right, I'm gonna say Dave's favorite game is I don't know, this is tough. The original Mortal Kombat.
Whoa,
out of left field.
Fun.
Wow, right era. It's the right era.
Yeah, because I was gonna say it feels like that was a game that stuck with me.
Okay.
I was more of a Street Fighter boy than a Mortal Kombat kid.
Yeah. I was going to say that is incorrect.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
His answer is Mario Kart for Super Nintendo.
Wow.
A
classic.
That was
all-time classic.
That was in the brain as well. That was something I was considering because
that was Super Nintendo all through college.
Aaron, can I put something out there as a goodwill gesture?
Sure. Mm.
I think Potato Toboggan is willing to give this other team a half point, Team Piz a half point, if John can guess David's character that he chose for Mario Kart.
That's really big of you.
Oh.
I'm going to say Donkey Kong.
Aw, man, Toad, dude.
Wow. Yeah, Toad.
And notice David didn't even text that to Aaron, so he could have just said yes to anything.
We have integrity as a team.
Now might be a good time for a little break.
Oh.
Is that okay? JPC?
Yeah, I
Buzz,
guess so.
Buzz.
I was just in the middle of texting you Donkey Kong a bunch of times.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more Guess This Mess. Okay, welcome back to Guess This Mess. I'm Aaron.
Welcome back to you too, Aaron.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, welcome to you. Nobody ever welcomes the host back. I think that needs to be a thing that game shows do from now on. They need to welcome the host back. The contestants say, no, you welcome back, Pat Sajak. Oh, well, I guess he's retiring.
I bet he would shed a tear, though, if they did that.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah, he'll never be back.
Whoa. Get you gone, Pat Sajak.
Okay. A man who was outside in the rain without an umbrella or hat didn't get a single hair on his head wet. Why?
Buzz.
Cattle.
Him's bald.
Yes.
He had his ass up in the air.
That's the way I like to get rained on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay.
He's walking on his hands.
Ass up. That's the way we like to
get rained on.
That ludicrous.
Okay, no, JPC and John, you're going to text me your answer to this.
Okay. My own answer.
What do you think your partner's dream celebrity to have as an emergency contact is?
Okay, so it's an emergency contact. So my thought process here is, this isn't just like a person that you want to call. This is a person that's going to like really help you in an emergency.
Yeah, but also like getting to tell people that they're your emergency contact, like other perks.
Again,
maybe you go out to dinner with them sometimes.
This is not my answer that Adel's guessing, or it is my answer.
It
that
is
Adel's
your
guessing.
Answer that Adel's guessing.
So okay, so this is
so you're
going
to have
person,
to text me.
Okay, that I would want.
Oh, John's sending the answer.
I'm
so
texting my answer of who
the
I.
The whole time I was
mine.
Thinking of my answer to that. Fucking dumb.
That keeps it keeps
okay.
becoming.
Okay.
It keeps
okay.
Being
okay.
A,
okay. A, okay. A, okay. All right. I think I got a quick lock on that.
This is such a tough question to try to get to. The emergency contact, not only basically also this means I've bumped my wife off of emergency contact, which I'm sure she's not going to be thrilled to hear. I get into a really bad car accident and suddenly it's not this, but like Denzel Washington gets a call before my wife. Like, it's like that sucks. And then is he supposed to call her? Like, it's like he's not going to deal with it, I assume.
He's going to need her number, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who do I want to help me out in an accident? My wife or the equalizer? JPC, it's got to be Denzel.
Well, here's the other thing. You have to think about it this way. Do I want Denzel having my wife's number? No. A fucking course not.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't want Denzel that to happen.
Again, we're talking integrity. Denzel's going to treat your wife's phone number with real respect. Yeah.
Yeah, look, I believe and trust Denzel, but he's never met my wife, okay?
Oh, this is
I cut off my left arm for this moment, so. No, I just don't trust his intentions.
Aaron, this is incredibly tough because JPC, from my perspective, JPC does not buy into celebrity culture. I don't think he cares about celebrities. I don't think if he were to see a celebrity, he wouldn't ask for a photo or autograph, or he'd just be like, I don't care. The only celebrity I've ever seen him mildly impressed by is maybe Tim Robinson, but I think I'm going to say Luke Knoll, final answer.
I hadn't guessed yet, so now I am in a situation where I could.
I'm so sorry,
this is
Aaron. I'm
cheating.
So sorry.
One of the six million answers is off the table.
To be fair, I talked for 2 minutes before I gave the answer, so JPC, you had no time to tell me to stop.
JPC, you can tell him your real answer now.
My real answer, the answer that I texted Aaron after you said Luke Knoll, and before I said, I've locked in and I have sent Aaron my answer, was Boyd Crowder, who is a character
Walter Goggins
on the show Justified.
Honestly, that's an amazing answer.
Wow.
Boyd Goggins.
Boyd Crowder.
And no, he's not problematic at all.
Like that. I just feel like he'd be a good problem solver in an emergency.
All right, David, what do you think?
This is pretty easy. This is going to be somebody who will definitely have your back, will be there in an instant, And if things aren't going good in this emergency situation, he'll be your make-a-wish. And that answer is John Cena.
Oh,
so close.
It was Hulk Hogan.
I'm going to give you half a point. It's The Rock.
Yeah. Oh, wow. The Rock Cena. Cena's showing up before The Rock.
You're right.
In pull down an entire helicopter. Cena. He can hold your hand after you break your leg.
The Rock's going to miss your call because he's exercising or something.
Right. You're totally right.
I think The Rock is like two movie bombs away from really taking that call with John.
Well, I think I said it before. I'll say it again. I think The Rock is a moment away from just being a tequila guy.
Yeah.
He just
launches tequila. He refuses to go back to wrestling and his movies are fucking bombing. So, I mean, look, Dwayne. Come on home, buddy.
I mean
to my house.
Maybe he'll
your summer home in your favorite city, Chicago.
Who else? Well, speaking of, I guess that he would join the like ranks of like I'm trying to think of other actors who just became a tequila guy. Now Dan Aykroyd did it, but it was vodka, so that's different.
Crystal Skull. And
George Clooney did it.
Yeah, Clooney's on the way, yeah. But Bryan Cranston, still acting. Cranston,
Jesse Pinkman.
Yeah, what's his name?
No, that's the character name.
Aaron Paul.
Aaron Paul, thank you.
Aaron Paul and Bryan Cranston have a tequila company?
Yeah, they did. And they did like, were doing like the funniest videos I saw were TikToks of them in grocery stores doing meet and greets or like in like BevMo's doing meet and greets for their tequila. And one of them was a child, like couldn't have been more than 9 years old, walks up and he's just like, I'm such a fan of Breaking Bad. Will you say it to me? And Aaron Paul just goes, bitch.
Yeah,
to
bitch.
To a 9-year-old. And I was like, this 9-year-old showed up to a meet and greet with Aaron Paul and Bryan Cranston to get him to say bitch in Jesse whatever his name's voice.
I did the same thing, but with Dan Aykroyd, and it was just kind of sad.
It's really funny.
I think the only reason that Dan Aykroyd called you a bitch, Adele, is because of the way you were acting. I don't know. Yeah. I honestly don't think it
was. I was dressed like a Blues Brother, and yeah.
You were sipping his vodka, and you're like, ew, this is gross.
If it weren't for Harold Ramis. Yeah, if it weren't for Harold Ramis, Ghostbusters would be a mess. We all know it.
Okay. I shave every day, but my beard stays the same. What am I?
Buzz.
Yes.
So I shave every day, but my beard never. No, I'm still.
No,
this is filibustering.
Yeah. Filibustering.
I'm filibustering.
We allow it as long as he keeps talking.
I shave my beard every day. A beard. So a beard's probably not a real beard. It's something else. That's
Speaker
the twist.
Pelosi, please.
I shave my beard. A beard.
And John, you can help him out
person.
If you want.
A beard. A beard.
No. I'm all good.
I shave my beard. But I shave my beard, but it, what's the end of it? I'm going to keep talking while you say it, but
my beard stays the same. I shave every day, but my beard,
but
stays,
my
the
beard
same.
Stays the same. A beard, this is a play on words. A beard is, a gay friend. So they shave the beard. They're shaving their beard, but they're still the same person, on the inside.
What? No.
Count it.
I actually will give you 0.5 for that.
Yeah.
His voice
was
went
hard
up like
watch.
It was an answer, but there was no like answer to it.
I can't even stand behind it because it was not. Yeah, it wasn't even presented like the answer to a riddle.
That was akin to like the Billy Madison where it's like he runs and he goes. At no point did you. May God have mercy on your soul.
Okay. Potato toboggan. You can
Damn
steal it.
It. Yes. That was close, though.
I'm gonna say barber.
Yes, it's a barber. Ugh. I shave every day, but my beard stays the same.
That makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But mine also made sense.
Did it?
Yeah.
Did
but
it
you know
make
what?
Sense?
Yeah, it did.
Thank you. Yes, because everyone's familiar with the phrase beard being your gay friend.
Well, I am familiar with that, but the part that lost me was when you try to tie it back to shave, because shaving that person doesn't
you shave
actually...
their back. You're shaving someone else, so your beard's staying the same.
Yes, you're shaving your
Aaron, there's no motion to remove.
Confusing now.
Aaron, there's a now motion to remove their half point.
Support it. Give me a reason. Okay, I forget whose turn it is now.
I just texted, so it's Addle's turn to text.
Yeah, it's Dave and Addle's
turn to text.
Okay, great.
It's okay, Dave.
Sorry, John.
No apologies.
Did you know, though?
Apologize. No, I had absolutely no idea.
Okay, so
I was thinking about a bearded dragon, which is equally dumb.
I agree.
Yeah.
If you had to pick a Beatle, like from the Beatles, to date your sister, who would you pick?
Now, currently or
if you do currently and then you pick like George Harrison, like, wait a second.
I hope it's your current sister and not your back of the day sister. That's
Oh, could you say it one more time? I was just realizing that I was using the word beard wrong and not.
What?
I realize now.
For your partner, what Beatle would they be happy to have date their sister?
Which Beatle would you let date your sister?
And I'm answering which one Dave thinks he would let date his sister.
Yes.
And not that the people who are guessing need this at all, Aaron, but could you just real quick rattle off the four Beatles just by name?
Ringo on the drums. George Harrison on the guitar.
Got it.
Paul McCartney on the bass. John Lennon on the guitar.
Yes.
And Pete Best on the drums, right?
Yes. Mm. Okay. So which Beatle? Okay, I'm gonna I feel like I want to talk through my answer, but I have to wait until Addle locks in.
He's already locked in.
Yeah. Is Dave locked in as well?
Okay. Yes.
Because here's my thought process here. You don't want it to be like John, right? Because
he's dead.
Well, first of all, motherfucker's dead. Second of all, I don't know. Like, he seemed to be going through something. He had, you know, he's going to get your sister all involved in his, like, weird sex art and stuff like that. You know, Ringo seems like the most, like, normal. Like, he ended up, you know, he's still alive, too, which is awesome.
This is the first time I've ever heard someone call Ringo normal.
Well, the most normal. Oh. Who's more normal
Octopus
than Ringo?
Octopus is golden, I wrote that. I wrote Octopus is golden.
I think...
I'm normal.
Truly 10 out of 10.
Here's the thing. I think I'm going to go Paul McCartney. I think Addle's going to say Paul McCartney here.
You got it.
JPZ, could I tell you? I put Paul, and then I said, my real answer is anyone but John. But I'll say Paul, and then you go, it's probably anyone but John, but let
yeah.
me...
Oh,
so wow. you doubly, he, word Jim, for word. Doubly got it.
Yeah,
all right, you get 0.25 points added.
You know why I chose Paul? Is I think Paul seems like the most likely to take great care of your sister, Sadia. I was like, I think George and Ringo wouldn't really do the job that Paul would do. He seems committed to it.
Mm. Yeah, I said to Aaron Paul because he seems the sweetest.
Aaron Paul. Mm.
Aaron Paul.
Bitch.
Wow.
Bitch.
Anytime my sister drinks tequila, he calls her a bitch.
Yeah. I'm going to go in a slightly different direction. It's definitely, I don't think it's going to be John Lennon. I'm going to actually go with Ringo.
Wow.
I'm going to go Ringo. Am I wrong?
You were wrong. I also went with Paul.
Yeah.
Went with Paul.
It's gotta be Paul.
Yeah. I thought Ringo's George. Such a goof. Ringo's like, well, George is there's a darkness to George that
you think so?
I think so.
Yeah. George is my favorite, but if you watch the Scorsese doc, it seems like he was quiet because he was holding in a lot of anger.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. Mm-hmm. And to me, the reason I picked Ringo is because temperamentally, I think Dave and Ringo are sort of similar. Yeah. I think Dave would want to have a cool guy to chat with.
I'm a real Ringo.
I think Dave and Ringo would have the best conversation at like.
That sounds like a good podcast, Dave and Ringo.
Now, do you think it's because? Do you think it's really because they get along, or do you think that Dave just has like strong drummer vibes? Because
if
you drum, I would be like, yeah, I assume you're a drummer, right?
Super strong drummer.
I played snare drum in the high school band.
See?
And this is Dave's actual voice. Also, he's putting on a character.
I'm from Mississippi.
Actually, I'm going to give you half a point for this impression. It's really delightful to me.
It is a really good impression.
Thanks. Yeah, no, it's okay. I narrowed it down by the two living ones and then just picked Paul.
And Paul's like, you know, let's be honest. Paul's had a long career. He's continued to make money. He would be able to take care of anyone anyone who needed to be taken care of in any way. And I would like, I think having your sister be in a relationship with one of the richest musicians of all time would probably be
even if they got a divorce, it's like she's going to get a huge cut. You know,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I think the biggest selling point is that Stella is such a success on her own. She's not going to be fighting for the inheritance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she'll be happy with that. She's his daughter. Forget that. Okay. A man dies of old age on his 25th birthday. How is that
terrible.
Possible?
Buzz.
John.
This is probably the wrong answer, but he's born on February 29th, the leap year.
You got it.
Oh!
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
Wow! Suck it, Riddle Boys.
You're on the board.
I thought, so he's 100 actually. He's been alive for 100 years.
I shaved my gay best friend's back. Let's never let that disappear behind a corner.
I was saying wrong use of the word beard. It was wrong in a lot of ways, okay? Yeah. It's a lot of pressure on the show. I didn't know the answers. Trying to figure it out.
No, the spirit of it was right. I was going to say that this person had Benjamin Button disease.
Ooh, half point, Aaron. Half point.
Yeah, I'm going to take away a half point. You have half a point taken away for that.
If you have Benjamin Button disease, is 25, does that mean that you're 75? Or does that mean nothing? Does nothing mean anything?
Nothing means nothing.
I think if you have Benjamin Button's disease, I mean, you might as well just stop keeping track of everything and just let it ride.
If you have Benjamin Button's disease and someone's like, hey, how old are you? All you say is like, hey, man, I got Benjamin Button's disease, okay? I'm not tracking that shit.
If somebody asks you how old you are and you have Benjamin Button disease and you say, I have Benjamin Button disease, their reaction is, oh, I'm okay.
How
and
do you know what age away? You start at, though?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't, because you don't.
That is such a good point.
I don't know, 95-ish I started, I guess. I was pretty wrinkly.
I started old, but I don't know how old. They couldn't do a test.
Yeah. It's not like the rings of a tree. Yeah, cut me in half. See how many rings there are.
I think I would carry around a little card with me, a little laminated card that I could hand to people they could give back to me that just said, hey, I have Benjamin Button disease. Please don't ask me about that.
Yeah, yeah. With like a link to a website. Understanding buttons.
Yeah. So why hold on. I have a follow-up question. How would someone who's meeting you for the first time who would require a card, how would they even know to ask or be, like, if you're
any age? I
don't know,
age, man. Well,
I'm going to take a point away from all of you. I've been thinking about it, and I think I want
to work out the button conundrum.
if a 22-year-old approached me, I wouldn't be like, oh, this poor guy's confused. I better hand him a card that lets him
but
know my disease.
If they approached you, but I'm also like, I'm at a water aerobics class with a bunch of old people, they'd be like, what are you doing here? And I'd hand them the laminated. I'm in a pool.
Yeah. What are you doing here, old man?
Card.
You talk like a little baby.
And look, we've all seen the Todd Phillips classic, The Joker, where he hands out the little thing that says, "I'm sorry for laughing. I have a
yes,
disorder
exactly.
of some sort." Mm-hmm, it's there's mm-hmm. precedent for this. There's precedent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For a little card. Precedent.
I'd be out living my life, and someone would say, "Hold on, this little baby can't be in a 21 and over all nude strip club." And I'd hand up the card, and I'd
baby
say,
"Baby wipe
no.
boobies."
And that one is also laminated, obviously, for obvious reasons.
For different,
but obvious reasons. Yeah.
Aaron, let it be known that David thinks the title is "Precedent of the United States."
I'm going to give him a point
for that.
He
linked it to filibuster. Okay, all right.
Well, no, press A. Okay, precedent, court case, Supreme Court, Senate, there's more than one connection here. So
it's not the show.
I gotta stand up for my boy.
Whatever show you think you're on, you're not on right now.
Okay.
Appropriations bill.
Go. Keep going. Yep.
Parliamentarian.
Closer.
All right. I can see John opening up another tab. He's opening up Steam. He's going to the adult category.
What do governments say?
What do governments say?
Aaron thought we'd get through 50 of these.
Oh, yeah. I thought that we were going to run out so fast, and I don't think we're going to make it halfway through. Okay. What?
Okay. Oh, wait. We're keeping our own scores?
Yes. Yeah, I don't know what happened with the points in the last 10 minutes, but...
Did we get another one?
You did.
I don't know if Adel and I ever...
Got a second one?
Agreed who was going to be keeping the score for us.
How do we have Mackie 3?
We have 3.
Okay.
I have...
Shit. Yeah.
Okay.
I have 5.25. Unless you're taking a point away from everyone with Sirius, then we have 5.25.
Was I serious?
Oh, and I got a half a point for the impression, so...
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 3.5. 3.5 right, to 5.2?
We can come back.
Okay, we're only 1.7 behind.
Okay.
Great math, bud.
What do you think your partner's least favorite daily activity is?
Ooh.
So...
I'm texting you, Aaron, my least favorite daily activity.
Yeah, and John as well.
And I'm texting Dave. Or
Wade? No, Dave. Cheater. Cheater.
John. Oh, no. No, Dave's texting.
Shut the quiet part out loud.
I'm guessing Dave's least favorite daily activity.
Least. No, because he just did the Beatles one, didn't he?
Yes.
Yes, he did. So he's guessing my least favorite.
Yeah, John, you're just texting your least favorite activity to Aaron.
Love Aaron. I don't know if this is on purpose.
John answered texting Aaron. That's rude. Yes,
Aaron, I don't know if this is on purpose, but if the order was swapped, I think JBC and I would be cleaning up, because clearly my least favorite activity is waking up. And I think JBC knows that.
I'm really struggling to find a part of my day that I don't enjoy.
Oh, that's wow. Nice. That's awesome.
Congratulations,
wow.
Man.
Man. Wow.
I'm happy for you.
My
life is a prison
go.
That I can't
oh, we're so happy for you.
Oh, God. Okay. Least favorite. My least fun.
I know this
weekend.
Off, right? I know. I know before you know. I know yours.
Oh, geez,
oh boy. Least favorite daily activity. Ugh. Hey, Aaron, does this have to be something that you absolutely have to do every single day?
Something that you're probably doing at least a few times a week.
A few times a week is enough? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm locked in. I'm locked in.
Oh, this is tough. This is tough.
I think
this
my dog's
tough.
Having a nightmare.
It scares me. It scares me that you think you know off the top of your head, Dave, because I don't.
Is instant.
Is instant?
Instant.
Like the coffee.
Oh, okay.
I'm going through my head and I'm like, wake up next to my lovely wife. I go to bed next to my lovely wife.
We get it. You have a wife. My God.
There's nothing. What could be worse? What could
you
be,
go to bed next to your lovely
this?
Wife. She starts texting Denzel.
You say who you're texting. She's
like,
no
one.
Oh, so
you didn't trade numbers. So he has yours and you have his. No, cool. So he has texted you.
Cool. Because
otherwise, how would you have his? Okay, it's fine.
And apparently photos and memes and stuff.
Cool. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, he is funny.
Him in the 90s, Much Ado About Nothing, is like one of the dreamiest.
Yeah.
Not to add insult to injury, but he is so dreamy.
John figured
John's
it out.
John's answer is, Okay, JPC, or Adel, what is JPC's least favorite daily activity?
Oof, this is tough.
This is tough for me.
Just trying to talk through it. I'd say, one, possibly recording Hey Riddle Riddle. I'd say two.
Feels daily.
I'd say two. Not doing accounting or not doing your taxes, like you hate it when you're not doing any sort of numbers crunching.
I wake up, I look at my calendar, I see it's not April 15th, and I go, oh God damn it, God damn it, another day where it's not tax day.
You just love spreadsheets. You love
see
spreadsheets.
You tomorrow, TurboTax.
I'm gonna say it's got to be something to do with spaghetti. I'm gonna say
His dog's name is Spaghetti.
Sorry. I didn't say his dog's name.
Yeah, okay. Got it. Got it. Wonderland.
When you suck too hard and the noodle slaps you in the face, I'm going to say that.
I'll never learn.
Most specific answer of all time? I'm going to say trying to calm down or corral Spaghetti when there's someone at the door.
Ooh.
That's probably a very good answer. I would have guessed something like that, but his real answer was driving.
He loves driving.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
You told me you love driving.
I love giving people rides. I hate driving.
This has all been a lie.
I got you driving for your birthday.
You told me you love driving. That was so sad.
Honey, we have driving at home.
Yeah. No, I despise driving, but I love giving people rides because then it means that I'm not driving in vain. I'm driving with a purpose. Yes.
I like that logic. I think that's
I misunderstood.
I get it. I get that a lot.
Okay.
And so David, what do you think, John's?
I think it's gonna be his least favorite daily activity is the moment that he realizes that the DoorDash person can't find his house.
Airdrop
my entire microphone. Sorry, guys.
That has happened multiple times, and it's a great answer, but it was not my answer. Literally getting
but
a kinda notification.
Though. Yeah, I'll give you half a point for that. Yeah, actually.
That's
his
so
real
true.
Answer There's... is dealing with literally anyone.
Oh, God, that includes me.
Oh, and no, us, and all of us, probably.
Yeah. I'm part of your worst part of your day.
That's such a good answer, Dave, because, yeah, and I'm looking at it from your perspective, the angriest or most frustrated I've ever been in your presence or with you in earshot was getting back on headset after going to try to get my DoorDash and be like, they fucking didn't put it outside.
They put it in the neighbor's house.
Yeah, there's a picture of it on somebody else's porch. That makes me seem like an entitled asshole, which everybody listening out there is true.
It's true. Everybody is true.
It's true, folks.
Oh, is that the precedent of the United States?
That's the precedent of the United States.
It's true.
I'm so excited for that mugshot that's dropping later today.
Oh, did you see Giuliani's? Great. Oh. Giuliani is such a little toad.
Fucking love that guy. He's the
best. Is this episode coming out today?
No.
This episode is coming out today.
Now everybody knows the day we recorded it.
Yeah.
I love that. I do that sometimes on our podcast. I just, for no reason, tell the audience that we are recording it early.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, we're recording this one 4 days early for some reason. So the stories are going to feel a little dated.
Okay. What can you hold in your left hand, but not in your right?
Buzz.
Oh, fuck.
Addle.
Buzz.
Your right hand.
No.
Penis.
And if you weren't excuse me?
No, that's what I say when
what
I get
did
upset
you say?
Now. When I get upset, I go, penis.
I would have accepted that if you didn't say penis after. Now I'm saying
holding
penis,
your left hand,
like
but not
penis.
Your right. God, that was such a good answer, though.
Well, yeah, I was it like, really totally sure thought. It's got to be your left
Holy
hand.
Thought.
You're really close.
A football? Yeah.
But that's not it.
You can hold it in your left hand, but not in your right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not your left hand, huh? Because that does work. Shouldn't it be like a half point?
Your right arm. Buzz, your right arm.
You know what? I'll give that to you because it's elbow.
Okay.
Yeah, Gizzy could do this, but you can't do this.
Hey, Aaron. Can you show
he did it.
Everybody tried it at home. Everybody tried it at home. Try to grab your elbow. Try it. Try it.
You can tell they weren't trying it.
A bunch of people at home driving.
Put your cane down.
Screech. Adel, you're upset?
Doctor, what were his last words? He's screaming, try it. I was just going to say, Aaron, you're great and I love this.
Oh,
that's true.
What the fuck
you're
are
great.
You doing? What are you up to?
You're great and we love this.
I feel like, to go back to Adel's answer, though, you can hold it in your left hand, but you can't hold it in your right. Mm-hmm. To say your left hand, it'd be your left. Because, like, you can put your right hand in your left hand. And is making a fist with your left hand technically holding your left hand?
No. I don't know, because you're not holding anything in it. Right. Have you guys ever done the thing where, like, your partner or whatever, your roommate maybe is, like, out of town for a weekend, and so you get some paint, and you put, like, some, you know, purple paint on your hand.
You can see how much of your body
you can touch with one hand.
I'm going to stop you. Already know.
Yeah.
when you said really purple. the only part that wouldn't have paint on it has got to be like your forearm, you know?
Yeah.
I guess like it's most of your
arm. Very flexible, though.
Yeah.
Like I don't think I can touch the middle.
Well, there'd be a spot on your back.
There'd be a spot on your back, and then you're the hand that you're doing it with.
Everyone do this. If you're a child, you're living at home with some paint, go get some paint. Get totally naked, put a little on your hand, and see how much of your body you can touch.
This is a good experiment. I think we should really push this. I think everybody should go do this.
Especially the kids.
Yeah.
And if you're like a young adult, you don't have a lot of paint in your house, you have something you could use. I bet you have a big bottle of ketchup that's just as good as paint.
Use ketchup.
Peanut butter.
Just use ketchup.
Nature's paint.
Peanut butter, would that be as good?
Would it be as good? All right, top 10.
Wouldn't look
everybody,
like blood.
Quick top 10 things to cover your body with.
I wouldn't do anything super sticky. That's my, like, honey, peanut butter, I wouldn't do. No. Yeah.
Body glitter.
Eczema.
Eczema's good.
If you have eczema laying around, jelly's too sticky,
ooh,
I think.
Jelly's good.
Glue and feathers.
Yeah. Or the love of your honey. You know what I mean? Cover yourself in the love of your honey.
Aww, in the love of your honey.
It'll touch it.
Sounds like a song.
Chocolate syrup.
Yeah.
Sounds like a song they rewrote.
Whipped cream.
Yeah. Marinara.
Oh. Marinara.
Absolutely marinara.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Nickelodeon skack. Yeah.
Oh, silly string.
Oh, silly string.
Branded. Has to be branded appropriately.
Mayo would be pretty even.
Mayo? What are we doing? What is
who won? Aaron, who won the game? Aaron, you didn't know who won the game.
Dave, we got a point there. We get a point. To put it down on the little
we got a point.
We got a point.
Team Potato Toboggan had 5.25 points.
Allegedly, check the tape. We had 4.5, and I think we got a couple bonuses in there that I forgot to put in. So
yeah, so if the audience wants to go back and check the math, yeah, let's
check the tape, everybody.
I'm calling it a tie.
My favorite episodes of Jeopardy were always when Trebek was like, okay, good night, everyone, and then Ken Jennings had to be like, wait, who wins Jeopardy for the day? And he goes, I don't know. How many points did you guys have? And Ken has to, like...
He's so put out. He's already putting his coat on.
Over his little podium to look at his thing. He goes, I think I have 51,000. He goes, then you win, Ken. And it's a whole big thing. You win.
Since it's a tie, you guys get to pick, if you want, two $5 Dunkin' Donuts gift cards or one... $10.
Wow.
Should we all text you what we think the other team should get?
Oh, Aaron, no. It should be that thing. You know that thing where it's like, if everyone goes for, it's like if you can take $5 or $10. It's like if everybody goes for 10, nobody gets anything. But if everybody goes for 5, you get 5. You know what I'm talking about? What's that experiment called? Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah.
JBC, that's like unhelpful. JBC texted me nothing. That's not helpful.
I vote Adel gets nothing. How is that not helpful?
I only answered 4 of the puzzles, right?
I don't know.
I honestly, look, here's what I think. I think Adel's puzzle brain wins. I think Adel's puzzle brain wins.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So I want to make sure that he gets something, is all I'll say.
Aww. Wow.
I'll say this. I think Adel is going to get what's coming to him.
I think... Yeah.
John, you said something so nice, and David texted me, just say we won.
All right, they won. They won. Team Piss wins.
Dunkin' Donuts gift cards. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
This was truly so fun. Just so fun. Such lovely people who are so kind and hilarious, and I love spending time with you all.
That's so sweet.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, I can keep going longer.
The worst part of John's day is literally dealing with anyone. So that's a compliment. Well, that's a huge compliment.
I should have clarified that I mean like external, like people I don't know who are like
outside of your MySpace top five.
People I have no context for. You know what I mean? Like people who are like asking of me things that they have no business asking me. like intruding into my life in a way that I don't have control over. That's what really meant.
Do you have a podcast where you can recommend to people where they can hear more of your thoughts about what you consider to be an external person that doesn't deserve to breathe the same air as you?
Yeah, no. That's not what our podcast is about. So don't listen to that. Don't listen to me and Dave's podcast, actually.
Don't do this during episode sometimes too. Sometimes we'll go, hey, if you don't like that, this might not be the pod for you. And I gotta be like, let's not make that a habit. It's a great podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my goodness, the podcast with Brett DeMont, it's not ours, it's Brett's.
Yeah, that's the thing. The only thing we have to plug is these other two guys podcasts called The Podcast with Brett DeMont, which is
They look a lot like us.
And they both, interestingly, both have the exact same hair. Without coordinating, both of those men got the same haircut wig from the internet. And they both have the exact same hair. A little known detail.
Aaron, that's why they didn't know what a barber was.
But no, we do a podcast called The Podcast with Brett DeMott. And Dave is Brett's sidekick buddy. And it's just a news and sort of pop culture kind of roundup show where these two extremely stupid men talk about articles that people who listen to the show send them in to us, the funniest and weirdest articles that people find. They send them to us. We talk about them on the show. And then we have guests, which, newsflash, everyone on this Zoom, you're going to be asked to be on the show at some point soon, so get excited.
Aaron was on it, or somebody looked a lot like Aaron was on as a NASA specialist. Go check out that episode.
I had the time of my life on that episode.
I might have laughed the hardest of all of our 20-something episodes in one of our big moments during yours where everything on me hurt, and I think it was just mostly laughing for a while.
Yeah, it's super fun, but we do it comes out every Wednesday
on the dot
midnight Wednesday at midnight. It'll be in your podcast app. But no, we love doing it, and we love being on this show because I think people who listen to your show would probably listen to our show and be like, you know what, that's not so bad.
Yeah. I'd say it's a similar brand of chaos.
Not so bad.
So if you enjoyed hearing our voices here, go give our show a shot. It's totally fine.
Just listen to the latest episodes.
Yeah. Don't go back to the first four.
The first four, we
didn't know what we were doing, and they're really bad.
Just skip those. We'll probably take them down soon. But the latest ones from Aaron on, bangers.
Really started to cook, yeah.
Nothing but bangers. Just like Pitbull. Nothing but bangers.
Yes.
Full circle.
Yeah. But no, thank you all so much for having us.
Yeah, this was so fun as hell.
Thanks for doing it.
Thanks for all that, Aaron. Thanks for running the show. Thanks for coming up with all the questions.
Avril came up with a lot of them. I was panicking last night.
Wait, what?
11 p.m. Sorry.
You came up with the questions you were answering?
I came up with the questions and answers?
Wait,
okay, you lost 1.8 points for that. We officially win 4.5 to 4.4.
Not the riddles, gentlemen.
What a bombshell for the end of the episode.
Aaron, you should have specified which question.
Jupiter, bye. Bye.
I can't believe I missed two of mine. Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emelina Morris.
Casey's power went out.
Oh, no.
At his place. Oh. Can we keep going or should we wait?
I think we could probably still go in. Still keep going.
I think we could probably still go in.
This is getting cut out of the episode. Oh, boy.
We'll see. We'll see.
I think you should follow the podcast rule of don't edit anything out.
Okay. We'll give it a shot.
Yeah. And it's not because I'm lazy. It's because
and then he filibusters for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, what you sipping on? You're stirring it a lot.
That's soup.
It's a little vitamin water.
Oh, wait. The drink vitamin water. Like
No. It's just like
some vitamins in vitamins. Water. Wow. You took some
stuff.
Centrum like silver cookies. And dissolved it into
I did.
Flintstone gummies and then dissolved them into water.
Taking money out of 50 cents pocket.
I did go to get vitamins the other day, and I like grabbed a ball, and I came back home, and I was like, oh, man, this is over 55. And then I was like, close enough. Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, what is over 55 probably just has like extra like prostate health stuff in there, probably some like extra colon health.
Piss less at night vitamins, whatever that is.
Yeah, I take like a 20 or 30 one a days and just make like a 30 a month, and I just do one of these every month. And
yeah, just slurp them down on the first of the month with my rent check. I take 30 one a days.
Hey there, Rotary Dials and Crazers. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We're doing some phone calls. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or start your 7-day free trial or the Review Crew for $8 a month and you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.